This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
It's Creature Feature, a spotlight on one of the Wildlife Hospital Dunedin's extra special guests.
And we welcome Suzanne Stevenson, General Manager at the Wildlife Hospital here in Dunedin.
Morena, Jeff.
Nice to have you with us. Well, despite the predictions of snow and all the rest of it, we are hoping, aren't we, that August marks the final stretch of winter.
I think we all are, and it's a time when obviously our native wildlife is navigating that sort of late season cold, but at the same time, the early signs of spring are starting to emerge, and you'll see a lot of whales and dolphins about on the Otago Peninsula. You'll see those albatrosses starting for early breeding. And of course, you'll see a lot of our beautiful hoho and our New Zealand fur seals coming in ashore a little earlier in the afternoons.
And what about our native flora and forest birds?
Yes, well, of course, you'll see our beautiful kowhai blooming out there. And of course, those beautiful yellow flowers are a crucial early nectar source for a lot of our native honey eaters, like our tui and our bellbirds. And you'll see a lot of foraging going on. Obviously, a lot of birds will flock looking for food. And in our bush reserves, you'll see a lot of that, or you'll hear, I should say, a lot of that territorial calling and preparation as the birds are all sensing, obviously, the upcoming transition to spring and very excited by that.
I'm excited by the prospect of spring. I can tell you that. It's always a lovely time in Otiputi, Dunedin. Right, well, let's talk about one of your very special guests. Today we're talking about the kingfisher or kotare, aren't we?
We are. We've just had one in the hospital. Beautiful, beautiful birds. And thankfully, it is one of our birds that are quite common and widespread and not classified as not threatened. I don't often get to talk about one that isn't threatened. And you'll see them right across New Zealand in estuaries and mangrove swamps and rocky coasts, lakes and rivers and farmlands. And of course, they love to perch on power lines and fences and your washing lines, of course, anywhere near water, often, or mid-flats.
And there's something like, what, 87 different species of kingfisher?
Unbelievably, there are. And excuse me, not all of them rely on water either. Yes, they do like fish, but they'll eat a lot of other things as well, in terms of insects and mice and lizards and those kind of things, as well as small crabs and tadpoles and small fish. And I don't know how I didn't know this, Jeff. I had no idea that a kookaburra was a kingfisher.
They've got that sort of that same shape of the bill, haven't they?
Absolutely. So that was quite amazing. And I also learned that distinctive, vivid, very iridescent blue of their feathers is an optical illusion. Rather than containing any actual blue pigment, the structure of the feather scatters the light and amplifies blue wavelengths while suppressing others, which
wow.
is very clever. That nature is amazing.
Wow, that's very cool. You always bring us some interesting facts. That's a lovely one. And don't kingfisher have something to do with trains?
Absolutely. I mean, for those who know the kingfisher, they'll know that long, sharp bill allows it to enter the water basically without making a splash. And it's incredibly aerodynamic as well. And I'm sure you've been on Japan's bullet train. I have.
I haven't.
That travel at huge speeds. But when that train was first designed, the train was causing an atmospheric pressure wave to build up in front of the train. And when it would go through those channels, it would boom and really annoy, obviously, neighbours living by any of those tunnels. And again, in a great example of nature does it best, they looked at that and they redesigned the front of the trains along the kingfisher bill. So now it can go through those tunnels without causing any shockwaves or those sonic tunnel booms.
There we are, learning from nature all the time. And they're also very much admired and known as watchful sentries, aren't they?
Absolutely. They obviously are sacred, symbolising, you know, patience, vigilance, clarity of vision and perfect timing. You know, they'll sit motionless for a long time before striking their prey. And people also believe that coming across one is often seen as a sign for you to pause, take a breath and trust in the timing of your life, which is kind of lovely. People, you know, see them as a sign of good luck, peace, prosperity and success. And there is a saying out there that only the righteous see the kingfisher.
I'm glad to hear it, because I think last time I saw one was out at Hooper's Inlet, and like you say, just sitting on a line out there, very still. Beautiful bird it was. Gosh, yeah, interesting bird, interesting facts about it. Great to talk about the kingfisher today. While the team is continuing to do its wonderful work supporting our native wildlife, just remind us what we should do if we come across a sick or injured animal.
It's business as usual. For those who've heard a lot of the news about bird flu, we don't want people to stop reporting those sick and injured native wildlife. Ring DOC, that DOC hotline, 0800 362 468. But if you do come across some multiples of sick or, dare I say it, dead high-risk species, that could be birds, it could be marine animals, just don't go anywhere near them. Note where your location is. If you can get a GPS location, that would be great. And report that through to the biosecurity hotline as soon as you can. That's 0800 80 99 66. We've only had two cases here in New Zealand, so that's great news.
That's really good news, because it's been a couple of weeks since those reports, and so to hear no more, even though people have been reporting in via the hotline, there have been a number of concerns about some species that have been found, but so far no further positive tests in that area, so that's good. So
absolutely. And obviously the team would love me to reiterate, don't let any animals suffer out there. A lot of the symptoms that you might go, you know, could be something completely different. But just exercise a bit of caution.
Yep.
Don't touch and don't go too near. But please don't let any animal suffer out there. That's what our team's here to do.
Well, thanks to you and your wonderful team for all the great work that you're doing on behalf of our native wildlife. We look forward to another edition of Creature Feature in a few weeks. Thanks, Suzanne.
Bye.
The Wildlife Hospital Dunedin treats sick and injured native New Zealand species right here in the heart of Aotearoa's wildlife capital. Their expert veterinary team patches up more than 500 patients every year, returning the majority of them back to the wild where they belong. You can learn more about the hospital, including ways to support this charitable trust, at wildlifehospitaldunedin.org.nz. Or follow their Facebook page for more fabulous creature content.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.